Hi, and welcome to the Encrypted Files System module, and welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. Let's jump straight into it. So what is EFS? EFS has been part of Windows since Windows XP. The idea is to enable users a way to encrypt not only the entire data drive, but also individual files as well as folders. By the way, most of the EFS features you can utilize can be configured through group policy and command line tools. EFS users can share encrypted files with other users not only over file shares, but also over web folders. And let me just show you the benefits of EFS in my live demo. So for this, I'm going to start my Windows 8 virtual machine. Let's have a look where I have that. Hyper-V, MVA Windows 8, that looks fantastic. Let's have a look if Zoomit is started already. Yep, perfect. Works, awesome. So now I'm going to start the File Explorer, go into C, and let me create a new folder, EFS Rocks. And within that folder, let me just create some random documents. Let me have a bitmap file, a journal document, notepad, and let's create a contact, Bill Gates. Personal title, smiley, hit on OK. And there we have Bill Gates in EFS. All right, so let me hit back to the system root. And what I'm going to do now is do a right click on EFS Rocks, hit on properties, oops, that was the system properties. All right, so here properties, go on to Advanced, and within Advanced, I have the following options here. So the title is Compress or Encrypt Attributes, and what is for me interesting is Encrypt Contents to Secure Data. So let me hit that one, click on OK, Apply, and now what's really great about EFS is that it will offer me either to apply the change to this folder only, or to extend that also to subfolders and files. So for this, I'm going ahead and click on folder, subfolders, and files, hit on OK, another OK. And now what happened is basically in the background, encryption has been accomplished, and that's why the color of the name has changed to green. Green symbolizes that the folder where I'm looking at is at the folder is now encrypted. So if you go inside, also those files are now encrypted. You can verify it as mentioned before, because those files are now also in green. So that's about how you can activate EFS. But how does it really work under the hood? So why does it work so great like I showed you? Let me explain you on a high level the architecture. The main component of EFS are the EFS service, which is part of the security subsystem and responsible to communicate with the EFS driver. Then we got the EFS driver sitting in kernel mode and tightly integrated with NTFS. The crypto API, which provides the service that enable really the developer to add their own cryptography to their Win32 applications. By the way, it consists of a set of functions which allow the application to digitally sign data as well as encrypt them. So Crypto API really provides underlying security services for secure channels and code signing. Lastly, EFS FSRTL is part of EFS driver, which implements NTFS callouts so that it handles various of file system operations such as read, open, write, as well as operations such as decrypt, encrypt, or recover. Let's talk now about some of the recommendations around encrypted file system within enterprise. For this, let me open one really interesting TechNet article and walk you through that one. All right, so let me open that beautiful article. Here we have it already. So just as an FYI for you, KB article ID is 223316. And the lovely title is Best Practices for Encrypting File System. And I really just want to point out some of those best practices And if you're interested in it, just go ahead and type KB223316 on Bing and you will find it pretty fast. So the first one I always mention to my customers is encrypt the My Documents folder for all users. Also very important is, well, do not destroy recovery certificates or private keys when recovery agents are changed. Lastly, since I'm a Windows performance guy, the encrypting file system does take some CPU overhead. Well, who would imagine that, right? Encrypting a hard drive or a file system activity that takes CPU overhead? Well, yeah, it does. So plan your CPU usage wisely. As mentioned, if you're interested in learning more about best practice around EFS, just go ahead and type 223316 on TechNet and you will find a lot of information around how you can use EFS effectively within enterprise. All right, so now let's focus on the structure of an encrypted file. First one, let's talk about data decryption field. Encrypted file will contain a minimum amount of one stored file encryption key, or short FEK. That key is encrypted by utilizing the encryptor's public key. Storage field for that encrypted key is called DDF, which stands for data decryption field. Before I forget, if an EFS encrypted file is shared, a copy of the field encryption key is encrypted by using the authorized user's public key. Now, let's talk about data recovery field. The PC security policy really designates one or more DRAs, which stands for data recovery agent. Each copy of a FAK are encrypted for each DRA instance using a DRA public key and are stored in a data recovery field. This is the end of the EFS module. I hope you enjoyed it and watch out for more videos. Thank you.